Hey, it's time for our next edition of Talking Twins with Minnesota Twins radio broadcaster Corey Provost. The Twins today, 11:30 pregame, 12:10 first pitch, wrapping up a series at Target Field with the Blue Jays, trying to split the four-game set. Then they go to Baltimore for three, then Houston for three on the road trip. Corey, I have to ask you, weather-delayed start last night, cold game. You've had a few cold games already. But in your broadcast career as a baseball play-by-play man, what do you think the coldest game you've ever endured was at any level? We'll have jog your memory on that one.
Well, I would imagine that we had some cold days at Wrigley Field in 2007, 2008. But, you know, when I worked with Pat Hughes and Ron Santo, they would always have the windows closed. So, you know, you were cold on the field before the game doing some of your prep work, but then during the actual game itself, we were inside and we were heated. So I would think it would be here because Danny and I always have the windows open. No matter if it's 80 degrees or 20 degrees, we just dress accordingly and we wear hats and gloves and, you know, blankets and all that stuff. So I would imagine that there have been some games here. I recall some games against the Mets and Blue Jays in earlier seasons where it was so cold. It was probably in the 30s, if not the 20s, with a wind chill. But it's something that that I think if you talk about in the air and you say, boy, it's cold, but if you're indoors, then you really can't complain about it. But Dan and I both agree that we see the game better, and we feel we can work better if we're working with the windows open as we did again last night.
Oh, yeah. I was at one of those Mets games a few years ago, Corey. I know what you're talking about. And the biggest thing that sold that, I think it was actually free. They had free hot chocolate that night. So I remember that very
well. Oh, you're right. Yeah, that's a great memory. Yeah, that's a great memory because that's true. I remember that day. That's right.
That's right. So the Twins wrap it up against the Jays today. And then they depart for the road trip, as you mentioned. Thoughts on how the team's progressing? It's baseball, such a long season, but kind of give us an update on how you think the team is trending right now under Rocco Baldelli.
Well, I think the offense is going to be the calling card for this team, and that's going to be, I think, what drives this team to contention is going to be the offense. It's a really good lineup. I think at times, and I think we've seen that some in the series, really going back, Jack, to Tuesday's game, where they're going to rely heavily on the home run. And they scored five runs, and all five runs came by the home run. I don't think it's a team that's going to lead the world in walks. I don't think they're going to lead the world in on-base percentage. But they're a team that's going to slug their way, I think, through the season. And that to me, is something that will be the strength of this team, but at times the weakness, because those home run binges, they can be going great, but then they could also find themselves into a drought. So that to me is kind of what I've made of this team so far. Jose Berríos has really anchored the rotation, not a big shock there. Taylor Rogers is the best bullpen arm that they have. That's not a big shock either. Are they a bullpen that's missing, you know, I think an element or two? I would say yes. Are they a starting pitcher short or two? I would say yes. And that's why the guy going today to me is the wild card in Michael Pineda, because if he can be, you know, a frontline arm, then that's a jolt that I wasn't sure the Twins had, and a piece that the Twins didn't necessarily have, Jack, entering the year, that would be a nice welcome surprise.
Well, they go to Baltimore and then I think Houston after that. Thoughts on those two teams, Corey? And I know they'll come back to Target Field shortly thereafter, but thoughts on facing the Orioles and then the Astros, who won a World Series not that long ago.
Yeah, two opposite ends of the spectrum here. Baltimore is one of the worst teams in the game. They're going to lose 100 some odd games this year, and then the Astros they probably will win 100 some odd games this year. So you're going to see two different talent levels over the course of six games in 6 days. But it begins in the front end that to me a contending team like the Twins that they are. They need to take it to them. They need to win in Baltimore. A sweep would be great. It's tough to do, but just win the series. I think that, to me, is the formula when you're playing some of these weaker teams. Yes, take all three if you can, but just at least win two. And then Houston, try to get one. I mean, it'd be great. You know, again, great. Try to win the series, but don't get swept. Try to win one. You go 500 on the road, you're going to find yourself in a good spot come September. And hopefully baseball will follow into October.
Corey, I know you're short on time, obviously, as you're getting ready for the broadcast, but Byron Buxton, Miguel Sano, those two are linked, certainly, for the Twins. Byron's up here. He's been having a solid start to his season. Miguel, I think he's rehabbing down in Fort Myers. What's the timetable for his possible return?
He got down to Florida Jack on Wednesday, and then and so now for the next 10 to 14 days, he's going to just really pick up his baseball activity, you know, in a climate that is conducive to do that. So he's going to do that for 10 or 14 days, and then barring any setback, look for him to begin his official rehab with the Fort Myers Miracle, you know, about 2 weeks from now. So I think we're looking at, you know, a possible big league 2019 debut end of May, maybe even early June, because I don't think Miguel is going to just play, you know, a couple of weeks with the Miracle and then join the big league club. I think he may have to kind of go up a level here and there to see the different talent, to see better pitching before he is given the green light to rejoin his teammates here with the Twins.
Excellent. Now, speaking of Fort Myers, Corey, before I let you go, my daughter, my oldest daughter, Kelly, she's a junior at Florida Gulf Coast University, of course, down there in Fort Myers. She's an athletic training major. Now, just a couple of days ago, the university down there, what they did is they announced their assignments for the kids next year for their year-long internships. And my daughter is going to be working at the Twins facility starting in August of this year in Fort Myers. Isn't that something? What's that facility like? I mean, I've been at the stadium, but I'm sure I've been by the buildings. I'm sure that's a tremendous complex. It's going to be a great experience, I would imagine, for her.
Oh, congratulations. That you must be a proud dad.
Yeah.
It's a really nice facility. And, you know, prior to all the renovations that were done a couple years ago, all the big league players, they would go work out on the minor league side. That was a better, you know, weight room and training center than what they had in the past. They've upgraded the weight room on the big league side of the complex at Hammond Stadium, but still there are guys that will go back and forth between the big league side, the minor league side. There's still some things that they have on the minor league side that they're missing with the big leaguers trained. So it's a really nice facility with all the renovations that they did, all the money. I think it was over $50 million they put into the project to make the CenturyLink Sports Complex what it is today. I think she'll have a very worthwhile experience and, you know, kind of see how these athletes train, and she'll have, you know, top-of-the-line facilities to work with.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it, Corey. That's for sure, getting down there hopefully maybe mid-August if the schedule permits, and going from there. Hey, have a great broadcast today. Say hi to Dazzle, and good luck to the Twins and on the road trip. We'll check in with you next Thursday.
Thanks, Jack. Be well.
All right, that is Corey Provis, Twins broadcaster, with us on today's edition of Talking Twins.